USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing continues on Capitol Hill into what is arguably one of the most famous phone calls ever made, as it concerns President Trump speaking to the President of Ukraine and asking him to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Opening a House hearing today, California Democrat Adam Schiff said that the July phone call betrayed the president's oath of office.
Our president sacrificed our national security and our Constitution for his personal political benefit.
Republicans, like the ranking member of the committee, Devin Nunes, say it's Democrats who are looking for political gain by falsely claiming the president committed an impeachable offense.
This latest gambit by the Democrats to overturn the people's mandate is unhinged and dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The United States and Japan have signed an agreement to eliminate tariffs and expand market access in some sectors. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow discusses the new trade deal.
It covers agriculture, so our farmers would be able to finally ship stuff to Japan. That's always been a stumbling block. And in return for which, we're going to make it easier for them to buy our industrial commodities and our industrial supplies.
Kudlow is speaking on Fox and Friends. First-time claims for unemployment benefits rising last week. The Labor Department says 213,000 Americans filed initial claims, 3,000 more than the previous week's revised total. A new study says milk keeps you hydrated better than water. The researchers in Scotland comparing the hydration response to a variety of drinks, finding beverages with a little bit of sugar, fat, and protein keep you hydrated longer than water does. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Officials now confirming at least 20 people are dead and nearly 100 others reported injured after a strong earthquake in Indonesia. That 6.5 magnitude quake struck at about 6:45 local time this morning, damaging a number of homes and buildings, the quake coming just 2 days ahead of the one-year mark since a 7.5 magnitude quake killed over 4,000 people there. An update on the continuing concerns about e-cigarettes and vaping. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to stop the sales of all flavored e-cigarettes and vaping products in the coming weeks. Acting Commissioner Dr. Ned Sharpless says the FDA will require a pre-market authorization before flavors could be sold once again.
This policy would not mean that flavored e-cigarettes could never be marketed. If a company can show through an application to FDA that a specific product meets the standards set forth by Congress, then the FDA would authorize that ENDS product for sale.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And 46% of U.S. adults surveyed who say they lent money to friends and family say, looking back on it, it was not a good move. According to Bankrate.com, 37% report experiencing a damaged relationship with the borrower, and 37% of those who lent a credit card to a friend or family member either lost money or took a hit to their credit score. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.